once a week, go to
Love
school
Talk Radio.
And help children that are in school.
Hello, Ronnie. Yeah, Bob. You don't have to check in. You can just call in as a call-in. I opened it up as a host.
Okay.
You got here. You're on. Dr. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Well, like I said, Kurt came over this morning to learn how to run the show, to open the show, and on Mondays he's going to be running. He's going to be like you do Thursday. Kurt Orlinghouse is going to run the new show as the we're calling it Optimize Your Life, and it's life coaching with Kurt.
Great.
That's awesome. All new show. So I was just walking him through all the different details of setting up the show and running the show and what happens if this happens and all that good stuff.
Yeah, good.
I have in writing, Linda did it, typed it out real bold, big type, the instructions, including the sign in, the username, and the password.
Good. That's good.
You know how over the years we've gone through times where we misplaced it and we couldn't get on.
I have that right on top of my computer, so I know where it's at.
Yeah, there you go. I wanted to ask you, I know that your church is extremely, and I know that your Knights of Columbus organization has been featured on some of the news stations and what you guys are doing to help the Ukrainians. You got any updates for us?
Yeah, we have a big program to help the Ukrainians, both in the church and in the church and in the Knights of Columbus. Both of them have a fund that they set up to help the Ukrainians.
Well, why don't you break down? Tell us what your church is doing and tell us what the Knights of Columbus are doing. Why don't you tell us the story?
Great.
Since this is your show.
Yeah. Well, great. Derek was on a minute ago, but he dropped off. I guess he's got something else he's doing.
Yeah. Yes. Why don't you share with Kurt and I what the organization of Knights of Columbus, what it is that it is doing. Tell everybody that's calling into the blog radio show or calling later, tell them what Knights of Columbus and Bob Oakley are doing in New Jersey.
Great. Well, I guess we'll get it started then.
I'm sorry?
My name is Bob Oakley, and I'm your host today for the radio show. And we have Ron Clayton, who is we're honored to have him as he's the president of the board of directors of the Hope Collection, and he's with us this morning, and he's. He's teaching a new host to become on for Monday show, so that's another change that we're making in the Hope Collection to have more people to help out and to help other people, and that's what it's all about. It's helping people by helping them to help others, and that's what the Hope Collection is about. And that's what we're all about, because we're part of the Hope Collection. And I am honored to have Ronnie on the show with me today. That's just awesome. And Ronnie is working on so many different projects and so many different changes that we're making to the whole the whole program. And I he reminds me of Dr. Joel Griffin. I tell him that every once in a while, that he's a resurrected Dr. Joel Griffin. And Joel was always involved in things. Joel was the founder of the Hope Collection, and he was always, always involved in people's lives. He and his wife, Artis, both. And Artis is carrying on his tradition to keep his legacy alive, because he's created a tremendous legacy for all of us. And Ronnie and I are working, and others are working to help to promote that legacy and to keep it alive. Ronnie, you got anything you want to say about that?
Well, I'd just like to thank you, because, Bob, you've been a loyal officer of the organization. In fact, you are the vice president of the Board of the Hope Collection. And your vital leadership in this area has helped steer and keep, you know, Hope has been alive for 10 years. And we're going forward, and you're helping us expand our outreach. I know this time of year, are you still running the family events program? I think it centers around a bowling afternoon where families with children that have some challenges get together, and you have some competition and some fun and a family day, encouraging families that basically when you have a child with special needs, you're always under the gun. And so by bringing people together and showing love and sharing love, and I don't know if that is affiliated with Knights of Columbus or if it's just something you and your church do, but I know that usually comes this time of year, doesn't it?
Hi, Ronnie.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, I couldn't hardly hear you, but it's better now.
Okay.
I can hear you better now.
I was asking about the family day where the families with children with special needs that you have every year, an event. And I know that you've affiliated, the Hope Collection has helped been a supporter of that program as long as I've been around. And I've been around for 10 years, so I think, I don't know how long we've been doing the radio show, but when the first time that you brought this program up is something that you wanted us to do, to help support, and I nominated and made the motion for the Hope Collection to support you. What I want to find out from you is, are you doing that again? Are you, now that COVID's over, are you going to redo, are you going to have that event this year?
Yeah, we usually do it in the summer, in the summer months.
Oh.
We haven't had it for the last 2 years because of the COVID. We stopped it, but now we can start. We're gonna start it up again. Larry Casparine and I are involved in that program also. Larry is a member of the Elks, and also of the Knights of Columbus. So we work together on that, I set up a table there for the Hope Collection and give away things to people that come there and get them to get their information so we can make them part of the Hope Collection and talk to them about it. So it's a great day for families, and that's another one of the reasons that I chose to have the emphasis on Thursdays in the family and the things that are going on about families in the Hope Collection. And that's why I chose that particular category. The new board has decided that we're going to have specific assignments for each day that the Hope show is broadcasting. And so that's where I chose the family, because I have a large family, and it works right in with my background and my experience. So But anyway, that program that we put on once a year, the families have a lot of fun there because they get free bowling and free bowling shoes, and we have a lot of different activities going on there between the Knights of Columbus and other organizations that are set up there. So it's over 100 organizations that are sponsoring that program, and so a lot of people that would like to bowl but can't afford it, it gives them a day to get in there and bowl as long as they want. You know, usually it goes for about 6 hours, but I've seen all kinds of people there. Seen a lot of special needs people there that have to have things that help them to be able to bowl. You know, like they put up a chute for someone that can't throw the ball to just drop the ball in the chute and it goes down the alley. And
that's
what I need. When they knock the pins down, they get so excited, you know.
I need that. I'm not a special needs kid, but I need that. I can't get a ball at the end of the – I can't knock a pin over. I need that for my health.
I was thinking the same thing. It would be good for me now at my age, you know, to have a shoot or something like that to assist me with it, you know.
Well, Bob, let me ask you. When you and Larry the deacons or the church or the leaders decide that you're going to have and you come up with a date, please let us know. Let the board know at Hope, and you can send me an email. Let me know the date and the time and a little background like you've done in the past, just explaining what you're doing. And I will nominate for us to write right now our bank is fairly limited, but I will assure you, and if I have to unwrite it, we will make a donation to the organization for that date. So please just let me know about that. I remember the very first time I did that, I played a curmudgeon with the rest of the board because when you brought it up, and you brought it up in all sincerity, and you brought it up with a caring, the person that I know you are, and the attitude initially received was, well, you know, we don't have a lot of money, and I'm saying we are an organization that puts our money where our mouth is, and we may not have a lot, but we can write a check, and if not, I'll write the check out of my checking account, but we will support that day, that program, and we're going to continue to support it. So I'm asking you, as soon as you get details,
I've been supporting it as in the name of the Hope Collection over the years, and
you're going to go back to having the Hope Collection board itself, and I'm going to I'll have it as an official event sponsored through, and the board will pass it at our next board meeting.
Great. Thank you.
Give me the date.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Well, it's important. I know it's important. It's important to you. It's important to what you've done for as long as I've known you, and so we aren't going to change that backing.
Yeah. Well, the program is not put on because of me or because of Larry. It's put on because of all the people that are going to enjoy themselves and the families that are going to be out having fun together, you know. And that's what it's all about. And so each of the organizations that contribute to the effort, they pay a fee in order to do that, and then that goes into supporting several different groups that help children that have special needs. And adults as well. So it's a great effort.
Hey, Bob, it
helps a lot of people.
Bob, I got an idea. The next time you have this event, if you can get when you do a sign, you know, like have sign up sheets, or I'm going to suggest you have a sign up sheet, and I'd like you to get the name of every single a special needs child or adult, and it can be, I think it can be adults, when I, you know, saying it just has to be a kid, but every single child, I would like a person that every family that has a special needs child, I want you to get me their names and send it over to Linda. And like we just did that recognition certificate for Derek, we'll do one for every one of the families in the name of that child. How's that? And you can hand them out.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds great. That sounds great.
Okay, so
and,
that's a new thing on your project list.
Yeah. And they all get a gift, by the way. I make sure that the Hope Collection provides them a gift, either a CD or pamphlets and other things that I give, books I give out to people. So they all get a gift from the Hope Collection.
We'll make sure we get those certificates out.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, it'd be costly for me to buy frames in Buffalo and ship them to Jersey, but you could go to the dollar store and buy a frame for every one of them and have them framed and give to the family, whether it's the mom or dad or aunt or uncle. I mean, make a celebration at the event.
Yeah,
and this
yeah,
is an
yeah.
honor from the Hope Collection.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And
Linda will create them. We just have to have the right names and spellings, and then we'll make them and send them down to you, and then you can do that, okay?
Okay, great. That sounds great, Ron.
We'll take it to a new dimension.
Appreciate
so coming back to the Knights of Columbus, I understand what they're raising money for food and medicine and sending it over to Ukraine or Poland or all those places.
Yeah. Whatever they need, that's what's being sent. And it's a sad situation. It really, really is. It's very, very sad. And I was watching Newsmax TV yesterday for a while, and they talked about this one theater that they had in this one city in Ukraine.
They had kids. They had big. They wrote the letters "children" on the dirt so the planes could see the children were in there, and they went and bombed it anyways. Well,
when they bombed,
I thought the Greatest Generation swore we would never have another Hitler in the world. But
yeah.
you see, what
yeah.
happens is people forget. People have short
yeah.
memories, and they also are cowards. And they say they
yeah.
want to stand up for what's right, but they don't want to pay the price to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where we're at right now. That's sad.
Yep.
All we can do is say a prayer, and dear Heavenly Father, as we gather on the show today, I ask that you would just come on board and enter our hearts and help us to understand, give those folks that are in terror and are being under oppressed in Ukraine and the foreign countries where they're running to, let them know your
yep.
presence. Let them know that you're there, that you haven't abandoned them, and that you're going to come out and they're going to come out of this. As minimal number of people that can be injured and hurt, we pray for that. We pray for the ability for them to get the tools to defend themselves. And more importantly, Lord, you do this, but you take out this tyrant, this Nazi, this demon that has no value of life whatsoever, none.
Yep.
And justifies yep. what he does for the sake of power. Lord, I pray that you empower and protect the people that are fighting this evil in today's world. And we ask
yep.
you for that in your strength and your power and ask for your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yep. Well, see, Putin says we're not bombing and we're not hitting civilian targets, but that's a big lie. Another one of his big lies, because one of his pilots that was shot down, he was captured, and he told American reporters that, yes, we have been told to bomb civilian targets.
So that proves that he's been lying to his people. And he's cut off all reporting of Ukraine in Russia, because if any reporting they do is usually just positive reporting, not telling the whole story, not telling them that they're bombing all these people and destroying
their property. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sounds familiar, doesn't it, Bob? Don't we have the same thing in our country right now?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah. So,
well,
it's a very sad situation.
And a very unnecessary situation that he started. And it's all about power, trying to get more power, because Ukraine was becoming a very powerful country on its own. And so he didn't want that to continue. He wanted to take it over. And he thought they would just give up right in the beginning. Within 48 hours, he expected to be able to end it all, but it didn't happen. Now it's been getting close to a month now, and so it's because the Ukrainian people don't want to give up their country. They want to have the freedoms that they've had, and they want to be able to do the things that they've been doing, and they're very much. In favor of keeping their country the way it is, keeping it free.
What are you doing tonight?
Ronnie, you're cutting out.
No, I'm here. I just muted Derek's phone because he's got a lot of noise behind him today.
Yeah, he has a tendency sometimes to do side conversations.
Yeah, he's got family.
I do the same thing. I mute him. So I got
the dashboard up too.
Well,
I didn't know if there's anything else that you want to cover today. Was there anything coming up or that you knew about that you want us to address?
No, I just am continuing to work with the Spanish people, and we're expanding that program again to teach the English to the Spanish people, the English language, and because we had stopped it because of COVID also, but we're getting that started up again.
Need any Bibles? Spanish Bible?
No, we're okay.
Okay.
I appreciate that. I really do. And they were very well received, those that I handed out. And I appreciate all that you do, Ronnie, all that you do to help everybody, help all the people, including me. And I need all the help I can get, you know. It seems like the older I get, the more help I need. You know?
No, I think that's all of us. Yesterday I had a little challenge because I actually been approved and I got the insurance to go back to pool therapy to improve my strength in my legs and my body and my joints and from the stroke and the knee replacement and the other ankle that I blew up years ago and surgeries. I need to have additional strengthening, and the pool is the best way to do that when you have the problems I've got. So I got examined and approved, and yesterday they welcomed me in. My real startup is next Wednesday and Friday. I'll be doing it Wednesday and Friday mornings. But I got to go yesterday, and so I spent an hour and a half. And, boy, I came home last night. I was dying. I was hurting in joints I didn't know I had. But I'm stiff today, but I'm feeling better, and it's making me feel better, and I know that I'll be better for it. And, you know, everybody needs me to be working out here and trying to be cutting edge, and I'm trying to get a lot. We're working together. That's why when Kurt stepped up to help us to continue the shows going forward in regularity, I'm just thrilled and very proud of him. And, you know, if you, there's a window of time, you're ever on lunchtime, call in, you want to say hi and introduce yourself to them, and
he'll be looking for new people to send to the show, and it's called Life Coaching with Captain, I call it Captain Kirk, but it's Kurt Orlinghouse. But he'll be running the show and interviewing people and inviting them on, and so he'll talk about different aspects of life coaching and how to goal setting. And he even has some tools that somebody can sign up and become involved in the goal setting program that if they get to purchase, you know, they purchase the program, but they'll be able to do that so that he can continue to offer them help. And so he'll be sharing that on Mondays and probably have some special guest speakers from time to time. And this is going to add to the dimension of the Hope and the Optimize Your Life radio show every week.
That's great.
That's great. What is the, I want to ask you, how's it going with getting the registration site up for the Hope Collection?
Well, I expect I have the paperwork right here. Linda bought me for my birthday a brand new, it's mahogany, it's a portable desk, and it's got a file cabinet built into it, and it's on wheels. But I have my computer and laptop on it, and I have all my paperwork and trays all filed ready, and I got the paperwork to call in and set up the, I'm going to get at least the first page, the old Hope Collection page. I'm getting it set up. And I'll have that on. I'm hoping to do that today.
Great.
So,
Derek asked me, Derek asked me every day.
Well, when I set that up, part of the setting it up will be to have the registration form working. And they don't know it, but they're actually signing. What they're doing is the tool for creating this database is actually coming through TalkFusion. It's one of the tools, but it's free.
Yep.
So something that I've been working on for 5 years, and Joel was under the misunderstanding that we had this, and we and Anna too, and we never did. But we're going to have it now.
Oh, great.
So that could
That's awesome.
I could be calling you tonight, Bob, and say, hey, I know you and Derek got a bunch of people you want to register. I'll let you know when we can do that, and it might be tonight. That's a possibility.
Okay, okay. I'm not pushing you, Ronnie. I'm just asking you.
No. I've been dragging my butt on this for 4 months.
I know you're very busy, and I know you got a lot on your plate. So
there's a lot of people that I had to go through to get this to happen.
And I knew you would do it.
Well, this doesn't happen by accident. So, Kurt, did you want to add anything to the show or any thoughts that you want to share today?
I wanted to know if how can I introduce Hope Collection, Optimize My Life to my clients. And so,
great.
Do you have any ideas?
Kurt, if there's anything I can help you with, you just give me a call, okay?
First thing is we have to have the website up, so can't do that tonight.
Yeah,
I'll give you a call. Definitely.
Great, awesome.
I want to get involved with the job economics part of it too.
Me too, Kurt. I want to get involved with that. So
I have a lot of resources I can bring them to.
Oh, cool,
Country
guys.
Country Boy called me this week. He wants me to work with him on the water project that he's got going down there in Atlanta. So I told him I would consider it, but I my plate is pretty full too. So I don't. I'm not sure that I want to do it, but I am considering it.
It sounds
like a good program.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Robert. I appreciate your support, and we'll do that. Country Boy did not call in today. I've got, like you, we got the dashboard in front of us. Not everybody has a dashboard when they call in. If you just call in as a guest, you don't get a dashboard. You just call on your phone and you're in. But the host can get back and get on the host dashboard any time, any day of the week, and see who's there and talk and listen. So that's a good thing, I think. So I hope that you have, we've been on the show for a little while now, and I don't know if there's anything else that you or Kurt want to cover today.
I got it. If you just hold on for a second, Ronnie, I'm gonna drop off and sign back in.
Okay. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Thanks.
God bless
you.
And Lynn.
Derek,
and your family.
Thank you too. All righty, guys.
All right.
Bye now. Bye, Derek.
Bye bye. Guys, hold on a second. I'm going to drop off, and then I'm going to come right back in. So you just hold on. Don't hang up.
Okay. I think he wants to stay on the call, so. By the way, he won't let there be two hosts. Only one can, so. He might be telling him he can't come back in. There's already a host, and they'll hang up on him. Then he can call back in as a guest. I'll just leave it on. So. We already are. But they're not Zoom. I'm using TalkFusion. The reason I'm using TalkFusion is you can use Zoom till you're blue in the face and you'll never make a dime. TalkFusion, you can go to all your contacts and offer them a replacement for Zoom, and you can make money right now. Okay, you can call Patty Sutherland and ask her how it works. You can go on site, go to the site and learn, and there's a TalkFusion.com. You can refer to us, the whole collection. It's in my name, but you can, referral. And you can do that. Now you can go create some money coming in.
Then I can do that with my clients.
Yeah, absolutely. It's another cash stream. Hi, Bob. Hi, Bob.
Yeah, Ronnie?
Yeah.
I tried to get back in, but it wouldn't let me in because you're already still. I thought you had dropped
off.
But
I'll leave
it
on. If you want, I can leave it on so it doesn't shut off till 1 o'clock. I'll do that if
you
like.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fine. We only got about 25 minutes yet, so.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
All right.
Cool.
I
won't shut it off. I'll just leave it on. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Ronnie.
All righty. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. All right, folks. This was a little bit of a confusing show today, but we had the president of the board, Mr. Ron Clayton, up in Buffalo, New York. Ron was very instrumental in getting the Hope Talk Radio show set up. And he's been very involved with it for years now, probably 25 or more years now that we've had the Hope Radio Show, and it's been growing and growing and growing. But it needed a lot of changes made on it.
Exactly. Call me at your convenience. You got my number, right?
Yep. And so we have been making we got our new board started this year, and a new board of directors, and so we all agreed that we needed to do some long time maintenance that was overdue, and some
some other changes to the programs, and that's what we're into right now, and we're getting that done. And so some of the programs like Optimize My Life and the Hope Collection registration part of the radio show, the Hope Collection, I should say, we had to make some changes, and that is being done right now. And like Ron said, he's going to try to implement it, some of the changes today or tonight, and it'll be available for tomorrow. The show runs 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 1 o'clock Eastern time. And we have different hosts for each day. And I know Kurt is going to be one of our people on the board. I'm not on the board, but he's one of the members, a longtime member of the Hope Collection. He's going to take over as a host on Mondays now. And we have others like myself and Ron and Captain Len Kane, who is the founder of the Golden Rule Society. We partner with the Golden Rule Society and other organizations, and that's why the Hope show is called the Hope Collection, the Hope Collection radio show. Because it is a collection of private businesses and of federal governments, state governments, and local governments, and charitable organizations. We're all working together, partnering together to help people and to help them to help other people. So that's what it's all about. It's all about that. It's not about us, and we do this. It's all volunteer work, and we do it to help other people, because we all believe that that's what God wants us to do. Because He says it. He said it in the Bible. He said, He says, love me and love my people, and treat them as you want to be treated. And I know that's paraphrasing it, but it's basically what it is. It's what it's all about. And that's what we do. We are connected to countries around the world through the internet, YouTube and blog radio, and we are people can listen. I hope someday we will be able to talk to those people that are listening, but right now we can't. I think that's one of the things that's on the list to make changes, to make the system better, to make it better, make the program easier to adapt and easier to for new people to learn. So it's not difficult, but it takes some time to learn the program. When I first was asked to be a host by Dr. Joel Griffin many years ago, he asked me if I would be willing to help out as a host. And I said, well, I'm not sure I can do it. I've never done this kind of thing before. But I said, after a little bit of coaxing, Joel convinced me that I should do it. And so I said, yes, I'll do it. I'll try it, and I did, and I like it, and I'm glad I did, because I enjoy talking with people, and I enjoy helping people through this medium, because we do help people through this medium. A lot of times people have questions and concerns, and we address them on the radio show when they come on. So I encourage people to come on, you know, come on, we'll talk. And generally, we have several people on the show. Today, there were four of us, and that's a good thing, you know, because you get different ideas and different issues that you can talk about. And it may be somebody out there listening on the internet, and we'll be talking about an issue with this person on the show,
and they have the same issue in their life, or they have the same interest in their life, or they have the same need in their life, and that's what we do. Many of us are registered, certified life coaches, like myself, and so we know how to get to the root cause of issues in people's lives. We know what kind of questions to ask, and we know how to keep asking and getting answers from people until we find out what is the real issue that they're dealing with. Because many times people don't know exactly what the issue is. It's buried somewhere in their subconscious or in their brain somewhere, but they haven't been able to pull it out. But we help them to get to the root cause of problems, and we help them to find out what it is that really interests them the most in their life. What is it that they want to do that they haven't been able to do for many reasons? They haven't been able to do it. And we help them to get through those things. We find solutions for people. We call ourselves solution finders. It may be an income issue. It may be a job issue. It may be a career issue. It may be a housing issue. It may be a health and wellness issue. Whatever it is. See, everybody has issues in their life. And so we're here to help people resolve their issues. And we're here to help them to have for a better life and to make a better life for them and their families, if they have a family. And it doesn't matter to us who it is. We deal with all types of people, all types of different nationalities and different whether they're men or women, whether they're adults or whether they're seniors, whether they're American Indians, whether they're veterans, whether they're police officers or teachers or whatever it is in their life they are and they have as a career. We have the resources and we have the connections that we can help people, and that's what we do. We have housing programs, we have financial career programs, and we have educational programs. And we haven't developed all these, by the way. That's why we connect with other people. Through the Hope Collection, we develop partnerships with these different organizations, and it's almost like a contract where we can we work together on solving problems. And the Golden Rule Society with Captain Len Cain is one of the biggest organizations that we work with on a day-to-day basis. And Easter Seals, excuse me, various church organizations and various organizations like New York City Relief we're actively involved in. The Department of Defense we're involved in. The Veterans Administration we're involved in. And various other organizations. Many, many, many more than I'm able to mention on a program like this. But like I said, we're working with the Knights of Columbus and the other organizations to put on this annual bowling event that we put on for families. We're one of the local bowling alleys in my area. Has agreed to give free bowling for like about a 6-hour period on a Saturday afternoon, and they furnish the shoes for people and the bowling bowls and the alleys. It's all free, a lot of families are taking advantage of that. The Elks Club is one of our partners on this, and they're very, very much involved in it. It's a great event, And I'm very happy that the good Lord has put me in the position to be able to do that. And it's also, I'm happy that he's given me the skills I need in order to do this, be the host on the radio show. I welcome all of you to come on to the show anytime you want to. The number to get into the show is 714-816-4686. That's 714-816-4686. There is no access code to get in, but when you come in, your number will show up on the studio board on our computers. And if you want us to put on your mic, just hit the number one, and it will put a question mark up there by your number, and we will know that you want us to talk. You want to talk, so we'll turn on your mic. See, it's not an automatic thing when you dial in that your microphone gets turned on. We have to do that. That's one of the functions of the host of the show is to turn on the mic or turn off the mic. And I'm happy to do that anytime somebody comes on. And I'll usually turn on the mics right away. When I see a new number come in, I'll turn their microphone on, and ask them if some things they'd like to talk about. And most people will say, yeah, I want to talk about such and such. And then others might say, well, I just came in to listen to the program and to learn. That's okay too, you know. So, and we have a registration on the Hope Collection also. It's a site called optimizemylife.org or .com. You can use either one of those. It's optimize, optimize. MYLIFE. It's all one word, optimize my life. That's OPTMI. OPTIM. I got off track there for a minute. It's OPTIMIZEMYLIFE. Optimize my life.org or dot. Either one of those you can use. And there's a button on that. When you go into the Optimize My Life, there's a button that says register. So you click on that, and it brings up one screen that asks about, I don't know, seven or eight, nine questions, how many, around eight questions for you to answer. And simple things like, what's your name? And you type that in, and first and last name, and then it'll ask you who referred you to this, and you type in that person's name. Like if it's Larry, then you type in Larry. If it's Derek, you type in Derek. If it's Ron, you type in Ron. If it's Bob, you type in Bob. And we will know from that who to advise that you have registered. It's going to be a lot more automatic with the new program, where the person that refers you to the program and asks you to register in it, they will be notified automatically after you fill out the registration form. And so it's going to be a much simplified process. And we have a record of what you enter in there, because we have a database in the Research and Resource Center, which is another one of our websites. It's a great research and resource source of information. And I refer people to that all the time to take a look at it. And you can look at a video. It's several videos, but one of them in particular is really a great video.
And so you can click on those videos. You can learn about the Hope Collection from a person who is a host at one of the several radio shows, different radio shows. She worked on national radio shows. And she gives an overview of the Hope Collection. And it's a great video. So that's some of the things that we have available. We have other sites, too, an ePantry site where you can learn more about being a business owner if you're interested. And you can actually register in different businesses if you wish to. Now, there's a fee for the registration for the Hope Collection is free. And for some of the other sites we have, it's free. For ePantry, and it's e-pantry.net. And it's a website that gives people opportunities that are available for them. And I encourage people to go in and look at it and check it out. And one of the opportunities that I take advantage of is called AltaCore is the company, and it has an annual registration fee of about $65. But I get all kinds of ability to use just products there at a highly discounted price, and you can also use it to refer other people to it, that they can get the same discounted price as I do, and they can also earn income doing it, and I can earn income from it. So it's really a good site, and the products are all has the best guarantee anybody else on the website, or not on the website, but on the internet. It has the highest rating, and it's a privately owned business. There's no shares sold for it, and it's been around for 60 years. It's a highly respected organization, highly respected company, and that's why I'm part of it, because I want the benefits that I get from being on there, and I can use it as a tool to help other people. Like if someone wants to start their own business for a $65 annual fee, you can start your own business. I think they've recently increased it. I think it's around 70 now or 72, something like that. But it's a very good, very easy to learn, very easy to use, and very easy to show other people. They have all kinds of educational tools on it. And speaking of education, we have a really good education program. We have a national education. It's called the Hope National Education. And people can get education all the way through grade school, high school, and college. So it's all done online, and it's very it's a lot less expensive than going to a university. Two of my grandchildren, and by the way, I have a lot of grandchildren. I think 29 now, and counting, and they are. Two of them are currently enrolled in Yale University, and their educational cost is $75,000 a year for that university. And a lot of the large prestigious universities, which Yale is one of them and Harvard is one of them, that's what it costs to get in there, you know. That's what it costs, and you have to pass all kinds of requirements that they have for people to come into the university. So it's a very good. It's very expensive to get through college today. I know a lot of colleges, their tuition and so forth is a lot less than that, but I just point that one out because that's one that I'm familiar with, one of the big universities and prestigious universities, that how much it costs. And so anyway, education and certifications, we have thousands of different certifications that people can get through the Hope Collection. Right now, because the site is being modified, that's not available, but it will be shortly. And when I say shortly, I mean within the next month. It'll all be available again, and it'll be an improved site. So I'll be up to date on the latest standards and so forth for websites. So anyway, that gives you a pretty good idea of some of the programs we had. I really hadn't intended to go through that, but when I got started, to my mind, and I said, well, okay, so let's talk about it. And I think that probably happens because somebody out there is interested in that. And I got the vibes that might have come from the good Lord. He might have said, look, Bob, tell them what it's all about. And I said, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I did. Now, there's a lot more to the Hope Collection than what I've covered. There's a lot of other areas. We have a whole section of the Hope Collection that's devoted to the arts, music and acting and painting and all kinds of different art things that are people are involved in or people want to be involved in. So we have one of the main areas of that is in the arts, and another main area is the family unit. And I am emphasizing that now on my radio shows on Thursday. That's the area that I'm going to be concentrating on. And we decided that at the last board meeting, which was about a month ago now. I talked about the arts. I talked about education. I talked about faith. Faith is another area that we emphasize. Faith leadership and faith, personal faith, and so forth. I know that the faith comes from the good Lord, but he gives it to us whatever we need in that area. And I have grown in my faith in the last number of years because of my involvement with other people's lives. And because of the good Lord has given me what I need in order to do that. It's like Jesus talked about when he sent the disciples out to preach the good word, to preach the gospel to people in other countries. They were so afraid. They said to him, "Well, we won't know how to talk to these people. We won't know what to say, or we won't be able to speak their language." He said, don't worry about it. He says, I will help you with whatever you need. I will give to you. And he did, because when they came back, they were so amazed. Oh, my. We had so many good discussions with people, and so many people that decided to become Christians because of it. And we knew exactly what to say. Well, he said, I told you I would. I'd help you. Well, he's helping us too. He's still doing that. He's doing it through our Holy Spirit, his Holy Spirit, and which he's given us, each of us. So I'm not a preacher, by the way. I am a educated man in my faith and in my my religion, which is Roman Catholic. But I have I have taught various aspects of the religion. We have a program called the Rite of Initiation for Adults, and also the Rite of Initiation for Children. RICA is called a Rite of Initiation for Adults. And I've been part of the team that teaches people on that. I did that for a number of years. I don't do it anymore because I've moved into some other areas, other ministries that I'm involved in. So anyway, that gives you a broad brush idea of what the Hope Collection is all about. And I see we're out of time, and so I'm gonna sign off now, and we will talk to you again. I hope you're all invited. Anyone that's listening or anyone that listed today. By the way, every program is archived. Every radio program that we broadcast, like this one today, is archived, and you can go in through the Hope Collection and get. Get access to the archived programs. And I'll talk some more about that next time I'm on the show. And but everyone is archived, and you can listen to every program. Or you can show it to somebody else. You can have them listen to it. And you get that through the Internet. So anyway, I'm going to sign off now. My name is Bob Oakley. And I'm going to invite you to tomorrow's show, which Captain Len Cain and others are going to be hosting. So I welcome you to come on to that show. The number is 714-816-4686. And it's going to be a great show. I know it is because Len Cain does a great job. He's the founder of the Golden Rule Society, he's been nominated for 5 different Nobel Peace Prizes, and he came in second place on one of those 5. So he's a very bright man, and he's out there all the time helping people. And so you all have a great day, and God bless you all, and God bless America, and certainly God bless the people of Ukraine who need extra blessings right now and who need a lot of help. So y'all have a great day, and we'll be talking to you soon. Bye-bye.